Alessandro Nilo again. She's the general coordinator of Gestos, a Brazilian NGO that focuses on HIV/AIDS, gender, and communication.
Good morning. Thank you, Sierra and Mabel, for inviting us to be here talking today. I'd like also to salute my colleagues in the table. It's very good to be here and to share concerns with you all. The subject matter that the Women Caucus are bringing for discussion today is a very important in this moment, this special moment, where the fundamentalist positions in the governments and stakeholders are challenging the advances we had in the human rights fields. And when donors are starting changing their priorities, and I think that all of you are familiarized with this new trend, which is the false dispute between vertical funds to AIDS or funds only to strengthen the health system. In case of women, the situation is more worrisome. And I'm really sorry, but I'm not very optimistic in this presentation today. Projects such as PEPFAR, that mainly advocates for abstinence and faithfulness, has increased the human vulnerability to HIV and AIDS. And the male circumcision discussions is done without considering the impact in the life of women. But the male circumcision started with a very good budget. I think we need to say that too here. Well, in the UNGAS AIDS 2008 review, the UNGAS review meeting in June, many countries have been unable to provide any data about programs for women. And, as was said before, in most of those that have reported, there is a clear disconnection between policy and implementation of this policy. Also, among those countries that reported specific AIDS strategies for women, only half attached budget. And, for instance, in case of Brazil, this plan that are in place now to address the feminization of AIDS, that started March 2007. Up to now, we have no clear information about the budget for this plan. We are still discussing this 1.5 years later. Because we knew that governments won't be able to provide qualitative data about sexual and reproductive health of women related to AIDS for the UNGAS review, from 2007 to 2008, Gestos worked in 60 countries and produced 16 reports about this theme. We also produced this comparative report, this one here, that is available, some samples for you. This report, those reports were sent to UNAIDS to be considered as part of the analysis that should be doing in the review meeting. In fact, I'm very happy to say that our initiative was mentioned and welcomed in the recent launch of 2008 Global HIV and AIDS report. But I'm very sad to say that the information, the content that we produced was not included there. Again, the global report fails in showing how AIDS is affecting women and girls. Frankly, there are several points and issues that we'd like to have included in this global report. I will mention very briefly 10 of them. One is the question of leadership. There is no effective participation of HIV-positive women or women's groups in designing and evaluating the programs of AIDS in any of the countries, 16 countries we studied. The national councils or committees do not have formal gender balance. And even when people living with AIDS are invited as a representative, there is no direct reference to women living with AIDS. Two, there is a whole chapter in the global report about the civil society participation. But they did not mention that the role of this participation is not clear. We continue to provide services that should be the government's responsibility, and the efforts made to support sexual and reproductive health actions for women has largely been left to the responsibility of civil society. Three, in all countries, women are not easily accessing the prevention tools. It is difficult to negotiate safe sex, and there is a lack of female condoms. Four, In almost countries, there exists a proposal for sexual education. Yes, the proposal is there. The exception is Thailand. But there are no activities of continuous education in the regular curricula, nor in the agendas of the teaching staff. The educational models charged with myths, prejudice, and the preservation of taboos are a great obstacle to imparting health skills for the youth. And with the exception of South Africa, the countries have no user-friendly healthcare services for young people, particularly for young women. We were in 9 countries in Latin America and Caribbean, 3 in Africa, Kenya, Uganda, and South Africa, 3 in Asia, Indonesia, India, and Thailand, and Ukraine in East Europe. 5. In all countries, HIV-positive women have had their sexual reproductive health denied to them. And several reports are about the fact that healthcare professionals are trying and forcing HIV-positive women to get sterilized. 6. With the growth, we are talking a lot about the prevention, the increased number of prevention to mother to child, that countries are adopting these, etc. And many people are saying that this is an indicator for women. It is not, because the focus in all those countries are the baby, not women. 7. There are few support initiatives for children, orphans, by AIDS, and there is no reference at all about female children in those countries. And although the number 8 is that although the countries have a lot of laws, programs, and interventions to address gender equity and inclusive gender-based violence, the implementation of actions is still highly deficient. There is a lack of political will, technical capability, and often there is no specific budget provision. 9, there is a lack of initiatives to alleviate the social and economic impact of AIDS on women, and total absence of studies conducted by the states, by the governments, about this issue. And finally, there is a difficulty of making the governments accountable. Accountability, I think, is a very important issue for this conference. Almost all countries made reference to some kind of activities they are doing to improve the social condition of women, but nobody talked about how we could monitor those initiatives. So we cannot provide any analysis on that without concrete mechanism for monitoring and evaluation. Thus, with all information we have in hand, I believe it's a very good moment to reflect about where we are, what we are doing, and what should still need to be done. In 2001, AIDS was recognized as an exceptional problem that required an exceptional response. Many people say that we got an exceptional response. But I think we need to be clear here, this exceptional response was never there for women and girls. In order to understand what happened, we need to make a much more complex analysis, what is not possible to do here in 10 minutes and in English. But at least I can say that this ongoing discussion about AIDS remaining or not an exceptional problem, again, is a threat for women and girls. Some groups that usually interpret the real life from a very positivist point of view are stressing that there is a lack of evidence about the AIDS feminization. And policymakers are using this excuse to justify their lack of actions. Well, as we saw, in Africa we have 61% of women infected by AIDS among people infected. In Caribbean we have around 48%. So they have this data on the hands, but even in Africa or Caribbean, I can see no exceptional response for women. So perhaps instead of focusing only in providing data, we need to move forward with a stronger advocacy agenda. And it is not an easy task, because despite the increase of resource to fight AIDS, we are facing a strong crisis of leadership. I think we need to talk about this here in this conference. Where are our leaders? Both in government and in the social movement. The lack of integration between AIDS and women policies urgently require a better coordination between the women and AIDS movement, in order to put more pressure over the governments. We need and we want governments, donors, and multilateral bodies truly interested in empowering women. We need this truly. It's not only about designing a new way that United Nations will deal with women's issues. We need to have a clear and truly will to do that. So it's not a question of programming. And they need to do this in a such a way that women can overcome all layers of vulnerability they have regarding AIDS. Gender inequity, cultural, economical, social, political, stigma, discrimination, and all those things. Well, again, I think that I'm not so optimistic. And my questions to this conference are, where are our champions to do this? And at local, international, and regional level, who are those champions? And to finalize, I would like only to remind that we have around 3 billion of women that are still HIV negative. And I'd like to ask, in order to move from words to action, how many more women we need to get infected to AIDS? So those are my questions to this conference. Thank you.